And now, joining us in studio, we have Basha Bolat. Hi, Basha.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Thanks very much for having me on the show, Rhonda. I'm really glad I could be here.
Absolutely, and we were just kind of chatting before we came on mic, and we might as well share it with the audience about how strange it is, really, to be waltzing into a radio station.
It's very strange for me, yeah, considering I had no anticipation of having a record out on a label and doing the whole dog and pony show thing. It's pretty surreal, but it's really fun.
So you're finding the dog and pony show fun, though?
So far. I like both dogs and ponies. So
if you weren't planning on releasing the album on a label, as you have, Rough Trade, which is kind of a major indie, I would say, what was your vision for the album initially? Just something for your friends and family? Or?
Yeah, basically, that's exactly it. I was just with this intention of making almost like a scrapbook or a photo album, but sound-wise, of myself and my friends, and just for the people that were kind of endeared to me. And that's why it's called Oh My Darling, is sort of that kind of term of endearment. It's for the people that were kind of close to me and around me at that time.
So how did you find yourself on a label then?
Unbeknownst to me, my friend Howard had started writing to people about my songs, just pretty much to anybody who would listen, I guess. And I had a message from Jeff Travis at Rough Trade saying that he was really interested in working with me and he loved my music. And I thought it was at first a prank, but it was
so that was
not
a complete surprise to you at that point. Your
yeah.
friend didn't tell you he was doing that, and you get a call from a label.
Yeah, well, definitely. I think maybe if he had told me and if things hadn't happened, it would have been a bit of a letdown. Mm-hmm. So it's good to just sort of not expect anything in some ways, and the surprise will at least be better than nothing.
Well, that's pretty nice. You kind of bypassed that whole blood, sweat, and tears part of the career where you're wondering.
I'm not sure about that. I'm pretty sure the touring circuit is where the real blood, sweat, and tears happens. I definitely think the amount of work and the time we put into the record, it's definitely something that I didn't take lightly, but I do think that the record is just kind of, for a music career, the road is where everything really starts. So
right.
I really feel like I'm only starting.
Well, you must have had quite a whirlwind of touring, because I know that you were in Richmond, I don't even remember when that was, when you
it
opened
was May.
In May you opened for Devotchka, which that must be like traveling with the carnival, I think.
Yeah, it was. They had their carnival on the bus, though, so we only saw the carnival when they came out at night, sort of thing.
And they have the whole Cirque du
Soleil
thing going on.
They're very normal in the day.
Oh, okay.
They sleep in, they have breakfast just like everybody else.
Just like normal musicians. Sleep during the day and play at night. And then you also went to Australia this summer, right?
I did, yeah.
How was that?
It was amazing. It was great. I mean, the opportunities that have come about from writing these songs it's more than I could ever have asked for and could have ever imagined. So everything is sort of just extra icing on the cake.
Great.
I have a cake that's now all icing, it seems.
Well, the record is called Oh My Darling, and Basha Bolat is playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge in Charlottesville. And could we hear a song from the CD?
Sure. You're going to play it off the CD? Or
oh,
do
no, no.
Would
you
play live?
Could you play one live?
I could, yeah. I'll play In the Night first.
Okay, great.
Okay.
This is Basha Bolat on WNRN.
Oh, in the night.
WNRN. That was Bosch Bolat performing live here in our studios. That was In the Night from her album, Oh My Darlin', and she's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge here in Charlottesville. Let me just have just a minute to tell everyone that this hour is being brought to you by Derriere Dessois and by Crazy Horse Studio Promotions on McIntyre Road across from the skate park. Crazy Horse Studio is officially licensed by the University of Virginia to provide screen printing and embroidery for the collegiate community. That's Crazy Horse Studio, and programming all day today comes to you from WVPT, Virginia's Public Television, which steps back in time with a weekend of local documentaries September 20th and 21st. The programs feature the history of the Valley and Central Virginia on Channel 51 in the Valley and Channel 50 in Charlottesville, plus Comcast Cable 11 in Charlottesville and Cable 16 in Lynchburg. And the markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley: mostly cloudy with isolated showers today and high 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low 50 to 55, and partly sunny tomorrow with a high 70 to 75. Right now, it's mostly cloudy across the listening area, 65 in the Valley, 64 in Lynchburg, 68 in Richmond, and here in Charlottesville, it's 68 with Bosch Bolat live in studio. Again, she's playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge here in Charlottesville, and her latest album is Oh My Darlin', which has taken on a life of its own, I guess. It's, you recorded it, what, a year and a half ago, perhaps, or 2 years?
I think it's 2 years now, so yeah, it's been a while. I'm actually in the process of making the next one.
Oh, great.
Kind of halfway through.
Great.
So
Has it been difficult, since I imagine your life is much different from the way it was when you wrote this one? Are you writing on the road, or are you having time between tours to do this?
Pretty much on the road, I think, is mostly where I'm writing. When I try to sort of sneak away whenever I can and have some time to myself and work on stuff. It gets hard. It's hard to write with a lot of people around.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, after a while, you just kind of have to do it.
So you do write your music by yourself and not in collaboration with any of the other members of your band?
Well, the band members are always kind of changing.
Mm-hmm.
So once I kind of have the song formed and finished in my head, mm-hmm. then we can kind of play around with how, you know, the melodies of different instruments will kind of go. But I think before the song gets away from me, I have to know exactly what I want
right.
it to be first. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you come from a musical family? Because I know that your brother is in your band, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Are your parents musical?
My mother was a music teacher. She taught guitar and piano, yeah. So my brother and I, we've played together since we were kids, and that was how we kind of started. And music was always really big in our lives since, you know, we were born, pretty much, so...
So you learned from a young age, I guess. Your mother taught you?
Yeah, I can remember my first piano lesson, even just sort of, there was, at the school my mother taught at, all the kids sort of had group lessons and stuff, but I was still far too young. I think I was 3 or 4. So I got to sit with one of the older piano teachers, and he would hit one key, and I would try and match that key. It wasn't by far any sort of, you know, Mozart sort of musical genius, but I certainly wanted to play the piano as soon as I was able to sit up at the bench. So.
Well, that's a pretty formative time of your life when you're 3. They say, you know, before you're 5, that's when your brain's being hardwired. So I guess you were getting a musical education hardwired in there.
Definitely.
And it's paid off, too, because not only do you have a lovely album to show for it on a major indie label, but it was also nominated for the Polaris Prize. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the Polaris Prize is very new. It's sort of in its third year now, and it's sort of the equivalent of the Mercury Prize in England. It was started by a group of people in Canada who wanted to just sort of have, basically the equivalent. And so it's been pretty crazy to be nominated and to be up against much bigger bands like the Weaker Thans or Stars, especially in Canada. They're quite huge. So it's a little bit daunting, but at the same time, I certainly was never making an album expecting a prize or thinking about winning any sort of awards. So I'm just happy that I can sort of be in the running, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Just a little more icing on that cake of icing.
Yeah, exactly. If it doesn't happen, it's still, we'll have a great time at the, like, it's happening on the 29th, so we'll all get together with our friends and everybody performs, so we'll have a nice time performing on stage.
Well, that'll be a great show to be at, yeah.
Yeah, with all the bands, for sure. It will be quite a variety.
Well, it seems to be a pretty exciting time to be a musician in Canada, because there's a lot of great stuff coming out of Canada. We play a lot of artists from Canada that I think, you know, 4 or 5 years ago weren't getting a lot of radio play in the U.S. or wouldn't have. But now you have people like Arcade Fire and Broken Social Scene knocking down all sorts of doors, and it's nice to be in that company, I suppose.
Definitely. I definitely think that in Canada especially, just you keep hearing about more and more bands coming out because everybody's just getting excited about what they're seeing their peers doing. And so it's just sort of a snowball effect. As soon as it starts tumbling, everybody's getting on that snowball and rolling down with it. I guess that means that we're all going downhill, but
you have good momentum. That's what it means. You're picking up full steam ahead. That's what it means.
You never know.
Snowballing. Well, thank you so much for dropping by, and we'd love it if you could share another song with us.
Of course. I think I'll play Little Waltz, which
okay,
is a
great.
Bit of a slower one, but I hope that's all right.
So we have Basha Bolat on WNRN.
Grand salute, stare at each other like lost little birds across the room. And I remember the way you looked. I learned how to dance, but I'd never shown it to you, my love. I know I was wrong, but you know that you'll always be my love. Stay for a while our leaves are still green, please. For me. It's hard sometimes, the rules don't take it, takes a while, and you pull at the strings, but they're broken it seems, the dance isn't over for me, no.
Basha Bolat on WNRN. That was Little Waltz from her latest album, Oh My Darling. Thank you very much for coming in, Basha.
Thanks very much for having me. It's been real great.
She's going to be at the Gravity Lounge tonight here in Charlottesville. And very good luck to you on the Polaris Prize. That's the 29th, you said?
29th.
Pretty soon, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and you owe a friend $30 regardless, right?
I know, that's the thing. I did make that bet. So if I win, $30. If I lose, he owes me. Either way, I'm going to get...
You
some
get
money.
Something. It's true. Well, good luck to you. Thank you so much for coming in. And we will leave them with a track off the CD. I think Snakes and Ladders. Should
sure.
I play that one? Okay,
yeah.
Great. So this is Basha Bolat from her album, Oh My Darling, Snakes and Ladders on WNRN.